Hello, everyone. Welcome to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson here at the NovaCare Complex. Did you know that we're 1 week away from the first cuts in the NFL when the roster goes from 90 players to 75? So an incredibly important week of practice here. And then, of course, Saturday's preseason game number 3 in Green Bay. Ultimately, very, very vital.
Huge test, especially for the defense, because you remember last year the Eagles went to Green Bay and struggled against that Packers offense led by Aaron Rodgers. Defensive coordinator Bill Davis said that he wants to see as much Aaron Rodgers as possible in the first half this Saturday. You want to see truly how far this defense has come along, Dave.
So today we've got a lot for you. Of course, some conversation about the hit heard around the NFL. People still talking about that. We'll hear from a young player in studio who is making quite a training camp impression. But first, let's throw it out to the practice field and our own Alex Smith with our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Well, the big story here today at the NovaCare Complex was the reaction to Michael Kendrick's new 4-year extension, a deal that will keep him here in Philadelphia through the 2019 season. Defensive coordinator Bill Davis was the first one up to the podium, and he spoke about being excited for Kendricks, a player that he calls the new prototype for inside linebacker in the NFL.
Oh, I think it's a great move. We're really excited about Michael, and I think Michael is, like most of the young guys that get their first, their second contract, it gives you a peace of mind, an ability to relax your mind a little bit and not worry about lifelong security. Now he has that. Now he can really focus on, you know, his craft and getting great at it. And I think it's great for Michael to have that. He's the kind of guy that really will probably flourish because he has a contract done.
You know, in this day and age, I think the prototype, he's getting close to it, because I don't think there's really a need with all the passing and the spread out offenses that are out there. You need speed and athleticism in there. The old days, especially in the 3-4, we used to find the big Levon Kirklands that could go, you know, butt heads with a guard, and you don't need that quite as much anymore, at least our style. We don't need that.
As for this Saturday's matchup against the Green Bay Packers, Davis said that he hopes Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers plays early and often against the Eagles, as their new-look secondary gets a big test against the Packers offense.
I hope Aaron plays a lot, because I'm really excited to see our guys go up against him. We took a pretty good beating last year down there, and we're excited about the challenge, and we love competing against the best like Aaron is, and they've got some quality receivers that hopefully they play that first half, and we can really get a good test of where we are. And even in the second half, when Aaron Rodgers isn't in, they're still moving that ball and throwing it around, and they've got depth at receiver position, and we'll be challenged. It'll be interesting to see where we are.
Getting back to Kendricks, the newly signed inside linebacker spoke at the podium after today's training session, speaking about his excitement to be an Eagle for 4 more years.
No, I'm not surprised. It was either going to happen now or later, and that's just what it is. I mean, whether they offered me or not, it was going to happen with another team. So the fact that it happened here, it's great. I mean, I wouldn't want to be any other place. And I want to take this opportunity to thank the whole organization and Jeffrey Lurie and Coach Chip, because this is a dream come true, man.
As Kendricks has come up in this Eagles defense, he's had D'Amico Ryans by his side every step of the way since the pair landed here in Philadelphia in 2012. Ryan spoke after today's practice about how happy he is for Kendricks' new deal.
I'm always happy to see guys, you know, get their deal. Mike is a really exceptional player, one of the best inside linebackers in this league. So it's a credit to his work that he's put out on the field. And I know he still has a ways to go. He can still get even much better, and he knows that. So sky's the limit for Michael. But I think Ford said enough, he can be the best inside linebacker in this league.
Another linebacker also joined in on the congratulations for Kendricks, as Connor Barwin agreed with Kendricks' self-assessment of being a baller.
Just from my standpoint, I went through where I didn't sign an extension. It can be stressful for that season, so I'm happy Mike doesn't have to kind of worry about that stress. But my favorite part about the whole thing was Mike's quote yesterday that said, "I know I'm a baller. They know I'm a baller, so that's why they signed me." So I thought that was perfect.
You guys agree? He's a baller?
Yeah, he's a baller. But that's the exact kind of thing that Mike would say.
And finally, one note from the Eagles offense today, as running back DeMarco Murray took the podium after practice, comparing this Eagles playbook to the one that he ran in Dallas.
No, it's not similar at all. A couple runs here and there, but there's no really similarities between the two. And
I love it here. I love the scheme. I love what we're doing here. So obviously it's a continual process of learning the offense and learning the blocking schemes and whatnot, but it's been great so far. Obviously the gun, you know, running from the gun. We didn't do much of that in Dallas, but I've done it in the past. And but hopefully, you know, we'll get more downhill runs and get, you know, in the home position. But I think just the way we run and the plays, and I think it's hard for teams to, you know, settle on one guy, settle on one formation and whatnot. We hide a lot of things.
For exclusive Eagles content that you won't find anywhere else, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you very much, Alex. In a little bit, we'll hear from a rookie wide receiver who is trying to make the final 53-man roster. But coming up, Dave, I think we're getting a little bit of debate here.
Yeah, you know, there's this thing called Twitter out there. I'm not sure if you've heard about it. You go online. It's called a computer. There's this thing called the World Wide Web. And you have an opportunity to ask us questions on Twitter at Eagles Shows. Up next on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, the ever-popular and continuing to evolve Twitter mailbag.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
However you do sports, however you do fun, however you do summer, do it at Sports Authority. Shop thousands of great deals this summer. Sports Authority.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
Get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome.
Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50, and bring brighter days to your summer only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson here. It's time for you to ask us some questions. It's our Twitter mailbag. Hit us up on Twitter at Eagles Shows, and actually at Eagles Insider or at Dave Spadaro. We'll answer any questions you got. Chris, start it off.
All right. Rob Ritterelli wants to know, who is in the lead for the third safety spot?
That's a good question. I'm not sure there is a quote-unquote leader at the moment. It probably would be Chris Maragos, Jerome Coupland. Bill Davis talked about him a little bit, made some tackles against the Ravens. But I think at this point, Chris, I'm not sure there's a clear-cut leader. Do you feel like there is one?
I think Chris Maragos would be in the lead at this point. His experience on defense combined with special teams, I think, would put him in that position. But to me, I agree with you, Dave. I think it's still wide open at this point.
I will tell you that I think the guy who will emerge as the third safety, Jalen Watkins.
Interesting.
He's moved out of that slot nickel, that nickel okay. position. Maybe see some reps at safety. Just a guess.
I think they want someone to win that nickel job. Yeah. Bill Davis said
Eric
that
Rowe
job.
Eric Rowe is the guy I believe will win that nickel job.
Very interesting to watch there.
We'll see.
All right. Our next question comes from @Alison. Wants to know, how can the quarterback not be considered anything but a passer behind the line of scrimmage?
Well, Ollie, son, listen, the NFL these days, it's all about different variety of quarterbacks here, and there's mobile quarterbacks, and there's read options, and you look around the league, and there are quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Marcus Mariota, even really Robert Griffith before he got hurt, Michael Vick up in Pittsburgh getting a little workout, getting a look. He's a mobile quarterback. Tim Tebow in Philadelphia. The running opportunities for quarterbacks, they are there. They must be accounted for, and that's where we're seeing this huge gray area. The hit on Sam Bradford, obviously still a big conversation piece in Philadelphia and around the league. Chris, quarterbacks, they're runners too.
They are runners too, as long as they have the ball. The key is the fact that he didn't have the ball. He had clearly handed the ball by that point and was getting away from it. Terrell Suggs, he never looked at the running back. He was going right after the quarterback, where typically there's a little bit of hesitation there.
Yeah, but that, I think that was his responsibility. I don't think Suggs was intentionally – I personally don't think he was trying to hurt Sam Bradford. He was trying to make a football play. We are very sensitive to number seven being hit, particularly after he's missed all but seven games of the last two seasons. And I think we're going to be cringing every time Sam Bradford has a defender near him throughout the season. So yeah, that's just the way it is. But that's the answer to your question. Quarterbacks are not just dropping back. They are runners, too. And they're sensitive people. All right. From E.B. Rouse, is there any way Barner or Mostert find their way onto the roster?
Special teams, special teams, special teams, Dave. That would be the key for me right there. We've seen, obviously, Kenyon Barner with two return touchdowns here from the special team standpoint as a punt returner in the preseason. Mostert brings some electrifying ability. He was a track star at Purdue. Players will argue that he's probably the fastest guy on the roster. So there is a chance. Really, the depth at running back has been outstanding, not just DeMarco Murray, Ryan Matthews, Darren Sproles. You go all the way down throughout the course of the roster. It's a very, very good group, top to bottom. Some tough decisions there, but I think there is a chance. Yes.
Who led the NFL in preseason rushing last year from the Philadelphia Eagles?
Henry Josey.
There you go. And where is he now?
Was with Jacksonville. Yeah. Don't know if he's still with
Eagles running back's very productive. I think Barner has earned a spot somewhere. Will he be a member of this 53-man roster remains to be seen. I just don't know where Barner would fit in terms of a role here. But as far as being one of the best 53 players on the roster so far in the preseason, he has certainly earned that spot, that distinction. Mostert, more of a developmental player, I could see him as a member of the practice squad.
Well, I'll ask you this about Barner. If you have Barner as your return specialist.
Wait, have you heard of Darren Sproles?
What if he has more of a role in offense?
And who are you taking off the field?
I'm just saying, you get to flex him out. Put him
no
on
way.
The field.
I just don't see it. But again, Chip Kelly, you keep four running backs or do you keep four tight ends?
Possibly. Either way, yes. So obviously special teams would be, to me, that's the one way where these guys would make the roster. And the guy who's looking to make the roster is one wide receiver, a local kid, and that's Rashid Bailey.
Yeah, Rashid Bailey. What a story. From Division III Delaware Valley College to the NFL. He hasn't blinked. He hasn't lost any steps. He hasn't been blinded by the light. All Rashid Bailey has done is play really good football here. And when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, in studio, Philadelphia's own wide receiver, Rashid Bailey.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I step to Philly. The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome.
Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
Well, one of the great stories halfway through this preseason, the emergence of a young wide receiver, a hometown boy who joins me in studio. Now I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. With wide receiver Rashid Bailey, Roxborough High School, Delaware Valley College, and then the quantum leap to the NFL. And it just, you're not supposed to be like this. You're supposed to be nervous and you're supposed to be blown away by the moment, but that hasn't happened, has it?
No, not yet. And I'm not going to let it get there. And, you know, I come in here with the same attitude every day, and that's just to, you know, compete and to be the best player I can possibly be. And if I can go out there and give myself a chance, an opportunity, it doesn't matter who's out there. It doesn't matter who's in front of me. If I go in there and do my job, execute the plan,
Describe the level of how. I mean, if you're practicing against guys who are Division III football and playing against them and destroying them, we understand that. To make that leap, did you get some advice? Did you work against some guys? How did you kind of just assimilate so quickly?
Well, throughout the summers, you know, spending my time in you know, the Philadelphia area, you know, I used to go up against guys from Division I schools, Division II schools. It didn't matter. I was always a big-time competitor. And, you know, it didn't matter the level of competition. It didn't matter. It was all up here. And once you set your mind towards being something and, you know, adapting to something, you know, you can accomplish anything. So that was my whole thing that I've always said, you know, adapt to everything. And I've adapted, and it's going to be a pretty good sight when I keep progressing.
So there was never, honestly, tell me, never a moment where first day of training in May, Byron Maxwell's on the other side of the line of scrimmage, you're going, all right, let me see if I can compete here. You went in there and go, I'm going to beat him on this play from day one.
Of course. And that's the mentality you have to have. You can't be scared at this level. You can't be scared to compete. You know, I've always strived off, you know, competing. And if I can come here and just keep doing that same thing, I mean, it's a great feeling. It doesn't matter who you are. Just line up and let's just go play football.
All right, so that story's over with. Enough of the small town, small school football to big time NFL. How do you think you're playing?
I think I'm playing pretty well, man. You know, it's day by day. You know, I don't look at anything futuristic right now. It's cannot win the day. Mm-hmm. And if I can win that day, I've gotten better. And if I didn't win that day, I got to think of a plan of how I'm going to get better. So, you know, those two games are behind now. Now it's Green Bay. Let's go. And it's keep proving yourself. Keep proving that you can play in this league. And that's what I'm trying to accomplish.
So even with the hometown thing, which can be a lot of pressure, the family's all psyched up. They're reading everything. They're hearing everything. They're asking you questions. I'm sure that your friends are saying, hey, Rashid, can you make the team? Can you make the team? How do you ignore all that stuff?
Ignored.
Earmuffs?
Earmuffs.
Yeah.
It doesn't faze me. Of course, I see some of the things that go on and, you know, people saying, can he make the team? It's all behind me because I realize that nothing that people say or reporter says or anything, they can't help me while I'm in here. Only I can help me. So if I can keep just doing my job, I can be here and have a job.
Rashid, part of the success of the getting to the NFL is only staying here is responding to coaching, learning quickly, adapting. Talk about that and how willing you are to learn to be coached and to understand technique needs to be improved and all the little things that go into becoming a great player.
I don't know. In my opinion, I think I'm a coachable kid, and that's the main reason why I keep progressing every day is because I can be coached. And if I make an error or a mistake, it can be fixed. And that's the pleasure of me being who I am. I'm adaptive, and I can learn from different things that I see. And watching Jordan Matthews, watching Miles, and watching all these guys is really helping me take my mind and take my game to the next level.
Yeah, I wonder about Miles because everybody talks about him being the veteran presence here, and he's so precise on his routes. Is he really that good?
Yes, he is. He's very patient, and that's the one thing as a rookie you need to learn to have. And he's been on, you know, plenty of teams, and he's been in this league for a long time. And it's all about being patient.
What does that mean? What do you mean being patient?
Being patient in your routes, meaning, you know, once you get to the top of your route, knowing that you got the proper depth, knowing that you can manipulate a D-back's body by just taking one step, those things matter. And just having him in the room with us, watching film and, you know, going over different things, it's a pleasure.
Cool, man. First road game, Lambeau Field. I know you've watched it on TV, the Frozen Tundra, all that. Excited to go out there and play?
I'm very, very excited. And I just want to go out there and just keep proving to not only myself but to this city and to these coaches that I can play here.
Keep on doing it. Rashid Bailey, thanks for joining me in studio. Good luck on Saturday against the Packers. We're here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
What makes a temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry in white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Have you ever dreamed of owning Eagles season tickets? Well, these two seats could be yours because Comcast SportsNet and the Eagles are giving away a pair of tickets for the entire Eagles 2015 season. Every week this summer brings you closer to the dream with a new chance to win these seats. It's easy to enter. Just answer this week's poll question. Enter now at philadelphiaeagles.com/CSNPhilly, and these could be yours.
Comcast SportsNet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at philadelphiaeagles.com/CSNPhilly. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro and Chris McPherson. Time to go into the classroom, if you will. Ross Tucker breaking it down for us, the screen game.
It's fitting that we've talked about Kenyon Barner, Darren Sproles in the screen game, something that the Eagles like to utilize. But what exactly is a screen game? Ross Tucker will explain in this edition of Football 101.
Welcome to another edition of Football 101 here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm former NFL offensive lineman Ross Tucker with you yet again, breaking down another basic concept of the sport of football to make sure that you guys are smarter than all your family and friends when it comes to the Eagles and when you're watching the games on Sunday. Remember, you can always go back and get the past episodes at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You also can always check me out if you'd like over at RossTucker.com. I got a bunch of podcasts just for you. Today we're looking at screens, which I love because an offensive lineman is one of the few times that you're able actually to get out so that your mom or your wife or your sister can see you on TV. And that's the base screen, which is what we'll start with here with the Green Bay Packers. This is sort of the old school screen that you see all the time. And the goal is usually to get the center and both guards out there in the formation. Typically, you wait about 2 seconds until the quarterback delivers the ball, and you'll see the left guard, center, right guard, all in front of Eddie Lacy. They timed it up absolutely perfectly, and it looked like the Bears had no idea what was going on, which is why Eddie Lacy gets a huge, huge gain on this play. Hard to believe the Bears could have defended that play any worse than they did right there. The next screen we want to take a look at is the jailbreak screen. You'll see it's the Vikings against the New York Jets. What does the jailbreak screen really mean? It's to a wide receiver. At the top, you're going to see Jarius Wright. Now, the two inside receivers, they are the ones that are going to attempt to block. So this number two receiver will have the number one defender. The number three receiver will have the number two defender. And then you like to get one offensive lineman out. Looks like on this one, it's the center, John Sullivan. He's going to try to get to number three out there if he can. But that's a jailbreak screen. Everybody's running free like it's a jailbreak. Sullivan doesn't even get near his defender, but thankfully, number 37 for the Jets misses the tackle, and Jarius Wright is able to do the rest. Next up, let's take a look at the Eagles, and let's look at a bubble screen from a couple years ago with Riley Cooper against the Oakland Raiders. This is where the only blockers are going to be the two receivers. Riley Cooper sort of bubbled it a little bit to get back to that point, and then he has a bubble in front of him as well with Celek blocking for him and trying to get some space in front of him. So that's where the bubble comes from, is that the wide receiver actually goes back a little bit, and you're hoping to get a bubble and some good blocks in front of him. Both tight ends got pretty decent blocks there, which led to a long, long run for Riley Cooper. The last screen is one we're seeing more and more often in the NFL. They didn't run this when I played, and I'm not even that old, but this is a drop back screen. So everything about it, the offensive lineman, everybody about it, looks like it's a drop back pass, but if you take a look a little bit closer, it's actually going to be a screen. You'll see Pierre Garçon, he's gonna come in motion, and you'll see him come underneath. Here's the key, everybody's blocked. So it looked like a drop back pass, but really, when you look at it, all the guys to the top of the screen, they were blocking all along. It was a drop back screen, And after that, Pierre Garçon gets pretty good blocking. He's a pretty good guy with the run after the catch. And it's a big gain for the Washington Redskins. That is a newer screen, which we're seeing more and more in the NFL. So those are the four screens that are probably most common to the NFL game at this point. So now you have a little bit of a difference between the base and the bubble and the jailbreak and the dropback screen when you're watching this with your buddies, your coworkers, your father-in-law, whoever. Now you know more than they do. And if you want to continue to know more than they do, check out the rest of the Football 101 segment over at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you very much, Ross. That will pretty much do it for Chris and I today. We've got a lot to get to the rest of the day on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Michael Kendricks, of course, a big story here. Eagles getting ready for the Packers and the final week of practice for some of these players. The roster goes from 90 to 75 in 1 week's time. Little palm sweating out there in the practice field.
Yes, it's going to be interesting because you have to balance who you're going to play in that final preseason game. That's really, I think, the big determination that the coaches have to make. But it's tough because so many of the starters and the key guys are going to be playing a lot this week that you might not see some of those lower-tier guys who are fighting for those last spots. Yeah.
So good stuff. Good point there. Chris McPherson, Dave Spadaro, we thank you for joining us here today. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.